You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Joseph Glenn tells his son and grandchildren their Yaya, Jackie Glenn, is terminally ill and that she left to avoid putting the family through the pain of her death. The granddaughters are convinced she'd never leave, and her doctor says she gave no such diagnosis to Yaya. Months later, Tennessee cops find Jackie's car and her body buried in a shallow grave. When pressed, husband Joseph Glenn admits he hit Jackie over the head with a hammer until she died.
Nancy, Jackie Glenn's last text message read, "Happy New Year. Let's all choose to make this the best year ever. Love you so much." Her naked body was found buried 50 miles from her home at a dig site Joseph Glenn worked on weeks prior. Investigators also found a bag with Jackie's clothes, bloody towels, and rags in a nearby dumpster. Joseph Glenn's motive is still unclear.
Joseph Glenn, 70, pleads guilty to murder one, sentenced to life in prison. Oxford, Mississippi cops cordoned off a street when a delivery truck crashes, spilling cases of beer all over the road. Police make a Facebook post telling people to avoid the area while they clean up. After several prank calls, the department has to amend the post, informing Oxford residents, many of whom are University of Mississippi students, police absolutely do not need help from university students to get rid of the mess, i.e. the beer. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
The 14-year-old accused of killing four people in a shooting at Appalachie High School in Winder, Georgia, along with his father, will remain in custody after their attorneys have chosen not to seek bail. Let's bring in Sydney Sumner of Crime Online for more.
Colt Gray, charged with four counts of murder, allegedly used a semi-automatic rifle to fatally shoot two students and two teachers on September 4th. His father, Colin Gray, faces charges for enabling his son to possess the firearm, making a new attempt by prosecutors to hold parents accountable in cases of school shootings. The father and son appeared in court for separate hearings. About 50 people, including media and family members of the victims, were present. During his hearing, Colt Gray, wearing khaki pants and a green shirt, was formally advised of his rights and the serious charges against him. The court had to clarify that, due to his juvenile status, the maximum penalty he faces is life without parole, not the death penalty. Gray was shackled at both the wrists and ankles during the proceedings. Shortly after, 54-year-old Colin Gray appeared in court wearing a gray-striped jail uniform. He faces charges of involuntary manslaughter and second-degree murder. Arrest warrants suggest that he contributed to the deaths by providing the firearm to his son, despite knowing the teen posed a risk to himself and others. In court, Colin Gray spoke quietly as he answered questions about his background, confirming that he had completed his high school equivalency diploma. Investigators allege Colt Gray used a black semi-automatic AR-15-style rifle during the attack. Prosecutors have yet to offer a motive or explain how Gray acquired the weapon or brought it into the school. Authorities are expected to file additional charges against the teenager, pending further investigation into the injuries of nine other individuals. Among those killed were students Mason Schirmerhorn and Christian Angelo, both 14, and teachers 39-year-old Richard Aspinwall and 53-year-old Christina Irami. Schirmerhorn was remembered by a neighbor as a curious child. Aspinwall, a math teacher, was also a football coach, while Irami, originally from Romania, was active in her church where she taught dance. Court documents reveal that authorities had questioned Colt Gray last year after a concerning social media post. Despite the troubling nature of the post, conflicting evidence prevented law enforcement from making an arrest at that time.
Jackson County Sheriff Janice Magnum confirmed that after reviewing the 2023 report, there were no grounds for charges at that particular moment.
Thanks, John. Lisa Knight, 29, gets a ride from ex Lloyd Frey to go visit their child at her mom, Jean Knight's home. Instead, Frey takes Lisa to his Ossineke, Michigan home. Around 10:30 p.m., she calls a friend from Frey's house, upset, asking for a ride home. When the friend says he can't pick her up, Lisa hangs up without elaborating. Lisa's family reports her missing 4 days later when she misses a second planned visit. The ex-husband, Lloyd Frey, says Lisa left his home at some point while he was asleep. Frey cooperates with the investigation. Cops use cadaver dogs to search his home, but no evidence tying him to Lisa's disappearance. Lisa, 5 feet tall, 120 pounds, blonde hair, green eyes, eyebrow, and lip are pierced. She has a flower tattoo up the back of her neck and vines on her right arm, a tattoo of a skull on her chest. Last seen wearing a brown shirt, green pants, and knee-high black boots. There is a reward for information on Lisa Knight, now missing over 12 years. Call Michigan State Police, 989-354-4101. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.